Let's go back to our top story today. The Southern California fires, the worst one, the so-called freeway complex fire just south of Los Angeles. Day-to-Day's Alex Cohen caught up with one unusual firefighter there.
Most of the firefighters here are dressed in shades of navy blue and yellow. But throughout the base camp, there are also a few dashes of orange. That's the color of the jumpsuits worn by inmates from California's prisons brought in to help battle the fires. Michelle Ciaccarelli is currently incarcerated at the Rainbow Conservation Camp, a few hours south of here, but she grew up in Orange County. Here's how she described what she has seen.
It's very scary. It's everything is black. When we came in, there was nothing but smoke. Our bus was going through smoke. We had to close our windows. We couldn't see. We couldn't breathe. We watched structures going down. We watched people's homes being destroyed. I saw one of my best friends from high school running across the street with his daughter, and I couldn't even yell for him. Yes.
This is your hometown.
This is my hometown.
What's it like to see that, to see so much fire in a place that you grew up in?
This is the last fire I want to go on, because it's devastating. Devastating to see and to worry about people. My father, my mother, I don't know, you know, if they had to evacuate. I have no idea. I have no way of communication. I have no way to get in touch with them. But I want them to know that I love them, and I'm here helping to save our homes. I'm here to save my community, and it's weird because I got a lot more energy because this is my hometown, and I just, all of a sudden, I just had so much energy. I was dreading coming, but I'm here to help.
Michelle Ciaccarelli is an inmate at the Rainbow Conservation Camp. She'll be released next year and says after that, she never wants to fight fires again. Alex Cohen, NPR News, Irvine Regional Park.
This week, Congress considers various plans to help the auto industry. The car companies say they need government-backed loans, perhaps as much as $50 billion, as soon as possible. Their supporters agree. They say the auto industry is too big to fail, and if it did, the repercussions throughout the American economy would be devastating. Others disagree. They think the auto companies made bad decisions, and they deserve to fail. Everyone seems to have an opinion. Even rocker Neil Young has gotten in on the debate. He's written a proposal for saving the big three automakers, and you can read it at our blog, Daydreaming. Well, what do you think? What's the best way to save the American auto industry? Should it be saved at all? Just go to our blog, npr.org/daydreaming, and leave us your comment. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.